Hey, Fred, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, Teeth.
Wait a minute, you don't have your...
Turn your mic on. Well, hey,
hello, testing.
I pressed the button. Don't jump down my throat.
You got your own controls over there.
I turned it on. He didn't have it on in the other room. The prostate issues have made you even edgier than before. I wanted to share that with you. I really enjoyed the show today.
Oh, thanks.
Very much.
Thank you very much. Well, we're off. You're headed back to... the Southwest, right? That little adobe thing you have, mud-floored place.
Yeah, adobe hacienda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so enjoy the rest of the Big 89 Rewind, everybody.
Tumbleweeds out there?
Do we have time to stick in that Fred Winston restroom story?
No. I don't think so. Anyway, have a nice weekend, everybody. Enjoy yourself and enjoy Freddie coming up next here at WLS.
Nice to see you guys.
Music Radio.
Got up, Fred. We're late.
WLS Music Radio, the Big 89 Rewind. 312-591-8900. Fred Winston, as live as I can be at 1210 in the Windy City. It's Jackson Brown, My Eyes.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years.
Jackson Brown, WLS Music Radio, the Big 89 Rewind with Fried Winston. And it looks like we're going to get some nasty weather here. Did you order this weather? Did you talk with Lou Jack, by the way, on the way out?
Yeah.
Is he angry at me? He didn't say goodbye. I mentioned how edgy he was because of his conditions. And he didn't respond to that at all.
Did he ever?
I mean, don't remember.
30 years ago.
I don't remember arriving here. I told you the story. This young friend of mine says, "So you mean it's like you go to a room and you wonder, what you're doing there, what you came in there for?" I said, "No, you don't remember how you got there."
What the heck are you talking about? No, Larry is not angry with you any more than he ever was.
He's a very angry artist. It was good to hear him. He and Tommy, he hasn't lost a beat.
Good show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Lyle Dean. Lyle has dropped by to do what he does best.
You don't know why I'm here?
Well, yeah, we're going to do Choose Your News.
No.
What?
My official capacity is the designated observer for the Federal Communications Commission.
Cut it out. Yeah, a lot of water.
But after animal stories, I don't think you can do much.
Well, there will be a special holiday edition of Choose Your News. And some assorted commentary in that Lyle Dean was struck and injured by a missile flying from the sky.
I was not injured.
Well, that's what you
think.
Well,
emotionally, yes.
Yeah, of course. It's a bruising when you get hit in the head with something that falls hundreds of feet. Where was that exactly? At Michigan and Lake? Wacker.
Wacker.
He got whacked. He got whacked on Wacker. Details coming up. It's quarter after noon. Coming up in a little while, you will be treated to WLS veteran Chuck Buell.
Oh, good.
Remember Chucky?
Good. Yeah.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, Isaac Hayes, music by Dave Mason. Hear from veteran Buell as the Big 89 Rewind continues on WLS Music Radio. WLS, saluting the people who helped make the Big 89 even bigger. Chuck Buell.
That time, that's my time, baby. It's all right. 9:15 at WLS. Steam it.
Hey.
Now, the Big 89 Rewind continues with
Fred Winston.
Who is a man that would risk his neck for his brother, man?
Can you dig it?
Did they say he's a bad mother yet?
Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's things you're all about?
Shit. Right on.
Right on.
You see, this cat Chef is a bad mother.
Such a mother.
What I'm talking about, Chef?
He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
John Chef.
I interrupted the song with more than 2 minutes to go.
Of course,
I noticed that too.
Yeah, I'm very embarrassed. Isaac Hayes, who WLS Music Radio is doing a morning show somewhere, and you know, let it end. Don't fade it out, for God's sake.
It's over.
Yeah, like my career. 12:24 WLS Music Rewind, Big 89 Rewind.
There you go.
Good. With more chances to more Big 89 Rewind prize packages. The touchstone, please. Including a commemorative autographed 2008 Rewind poster, a Win It Before You Can Buy It copy of the new book, Clark Weber's Rock and Roll Radio.
That ought to be a good book.
Oh, yeah. He interviewed me. I did not get a copy of my shape. So maybe I didn't make the final cut like Ledge. 1955-75,
fun
years.
Believe me, you made the cut.
Oh, you saw my chapter?
I can't say that I saw the chapter, but I know the stories. You're in there.
All right. Any reason I should be digging my attorney's number out of the...
Yeah.
Really? Tickets to see Jerry Agar and Jerry's Kidders at Zany's in June next month. Well, you heard the touchstone. I'll take the 15th caller right now at 312-591-8900 and win with WLS. Shut up.
WLS.
WLS Music Radio and Mick of Elmwood Park, the correct caller. Hello, Mick.
How are you doing today, Fred? Good to hear you.
Thank you. Let me check. I'm okay. Happy Memorial Day, Mick. Thank you. You're the correct phone caller, and look what you win. What a prize package. A Win It Before You Can Buy It copy of Clark Weber's Rock and Roll Radio, the fun years. What years did you listen to the Big 89?
Well, I'm 50, so I listened to you like the whole way through. And I started when I was a kid because I had older sisters, too. So I started young.
Tickets to see Jerry Agar, Jerry's Kidders at Zany's in June. And it's all yours. And thanks so much for listening, Mick.
It's great to hear you, Fred.
Thank you. It's nice to be nice to not be forgotten.
You never will be.
What a guy. Thanks, Mick. I'll see you later.
Have a good weekend, buddy.
All right. It's 12:29. Oops, I cued the wrong person. There you go. And now, ladies and gentlemen, news first, fast, factual. Taking time off from searing her barbecue meat is Catherine Johns with a look at the news. Hi, Catherine.
Hey, Fred. Remember Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In? The wacky variety show took TV by storm back in the late 60s. Fred remembers that maybe kind of vaguely. Dick Martin was half of the Rowan and Martin comedy team. He died over the weekend at the age of 86. Sports with
what,
less...
What did he die of, Catherine?
He had a whole bunch of breathing problems, and I can't tell you exactly what the final issue was.
Well, not being able to breathe.
That would hurt you, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Sports with Les Grobstein, plus traffic and weather, coming right up. WLS News Time, 12:31.
The Sox with a thriller last night, winning 3-2 over the Angels. Carlos Quinton, who had hit a two-run homer earlier, ended the game with a solo blast off John Lackey. John Lackey ended up with a complete game, but otherwise, Mrs. Kennedy, how did you like the motorcade, as they say? The NBA Western Conference Finals last night, it was the Spurs over the Lakers. 103.
Excuse me?
Otherwise, Mrs. Lincoln, how did you like the play?
Oh, I see.
Same thing.
You got to be careful what you say. This is 1997. You can't get away with stuff like that.
I wish it was 97 from that standpoint.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, what are they going to do, fire me?
The Big 89 Rewind on WLS Music Radio. It is 12:39 with Fred Winston from the pen of my buddy Jimmy Peterick. 38 Special. WLS Music Radio 38 Special. Hold on loosely. As compared to the other way, Lyle Dean has taken time out of his busy Memorial Day, whatever it is that you do on
retirement.
Memorial Day. Oh, yeah? What's that like?
It's a whole lot better than working.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like being like myself without work. You are without work, but you get compensated. I do not. I'm not as old as you.
Oh, I didn't know you're supposed to get compensated.
Oh, yeah, you get dough from Uncle Sam, Uncle Sugar. Mm-hmm. Speaking of life,
I need to look into that.
You better check before you get too old. Coming up at 3 o'clock, well, in a little while. First of all, a listing reminder, we will have a stellar Memorial Day edition of Choose Your News. For those of you who are fans of the Fred Winston Morning Show,
you may have to explain it.
No, I will. I'll explain it to them.
Okay.
They all know what they're getting as soon as I get to it. Okay, we don't have to be so pushy. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the return of Bill Bailey. And then at 6, it's John Records Landecker with a special edition of Boogie Check. And Jeff Davis at 10 o'clock.
All-stars.
What a lineup. All part of the Big 89 Rewind, only on WLS Music Radio.
Hi, Fred. Hi, Catherine. Jim Johnson here. Fred, remember when we all worked together in the mornings? We used to invite Catherine into our little pretend clubhouse in the mornings to play doctor? Well, you know, now because of the new political correctness and sexual harassment lawsuits, we've had to cut back on that stuff. But, you know, Catherine, I miss those days. Come on back in, Catherine. I'll give you that very special spanking. You know, the one we used to talk you into?
Music radio.
A tingling.
Perhaps we can live those exciting, thrilling days of yesteryear in just a little while. Catherine? Catherine? She's ignoring me.
I can't wait. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Fred Winston, WLS.
That's me on the Big 89 Rewind on WLS Music Radio. And now, what's the deal with the barbecues today? Are you going to get dumped on, Catherine?
It's a gorgeous afternoon out there right now. But they are still saying that rain could dampen your Memorial Day plans. WLS Sports. So, Les, you're going to rant for us? Is that it?
Exactly. But first, on the serious side, Catherine, as the Cubs get ready to play the Dodgers, former Cub pitcher Jeremy Gonzalez was killed when he was struck by lightning in his native Venezuela yesterday. He was just 33 years of age. He won 11 games for the Cubs in 1997. The Cubs issued a statement, of course, expressing their sympathy to Jeremy Gonzalez's family. Again, it's the Cubs and Dodgers today. White Sox play the Indians tonight.
Was he playing golf?
He was on the beach. He got struck by lightning while he was simply on the beach.
Don't you have to have some kind of a conductor in order to attract the lightning?
Luckily, I've never been struck by lightning. I can't tell you that. I mean, there's a lot of people would like to see that happen to me, but it hasn't happened yet.
Maybe the man had a lot of change in his pocket or perhaps a metal plate in his head from the war?
That would have happened to Don Zimmer, the ex-Cub manager, because he does have a plate in his head from getting struck by a ball in the head.
Here he goes.
X-rays of everybody's head.
Make him stop, please.
I can't.
Fred, come on.
Go ahead, Les.
Oh, I love this. This rocks.
Out at DuPage 76 and here at Chicago's Lakefront 77.
You know, when the lawyers start knocking on the door, bear in mind that Lyle Dean, Catherine Johns, and myself, Fred Winston, had absolutely nothing to do with that scathing commentary just blathered out by Grobstein.
Innocent bystanders. We're innocent
absolutely.
Bystanders.
She's right. He's right. They're correct. I said it. That's Grobstein. Come get me.
Hey, Les, you know, President Bush has called for a national moment of silence at 3 o'clock. I think you should start practicing now.
I'm all for the national moment of silence and in memory of it, but you're talking about the president non-elect, right?
Oh, Les.
I keep the razor blades away from me. I'm going to cut my wrists. I'm going to cut them.
News, stimulating, intelligent talk. Chicago's Talk Station, 890 AM.
WLS, Chicago. Fred Winston on WLS.
Van Morrison, WLS Music Radio, the Big 89 Rewind. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the return of Bill Bailey. Then, did you see Bebop? He was here a little while ago with his wife.
He hasn't changed a bit.
Well, the hair is going the, what do you call that, MPB?
What?
Male. I thought
male
you did.
Male pattern baldness?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of that going on.
He hasn't changed a bit.
He looks good.
You, on the other hand?
Oh, shut up.
The return of the studio audience.
I see that. At 6 o'clock, it's John Recordings Landecker. Records is truly his middle name. With a special edition of Boogie Check, Jeff Davis at 10. Jeff is here right now shooting pictures, as a matter of fact, warming up for the big program at 10. All part of the Big 89 Rewind, only on WLS Music Radio. Are you ready? We're resurrecting the old feature, Lyle.
What is this?
Getting the old band back. It's time now for Choose Your News, the only radio feature that gives you more than you bargained for. The only radio feature that searches for an answer to the question of why. You know why? The answer to that is very simple.
No.
Because. Mr. Dean will sally forth with cleverly disguised headlines from the day's events. It will be my job to carefully weigh and evaluate each headline, pondering each one like an old queen having anguish over a melon at the produce department. Then, selecting the one that will open the gates of news, unleashing a story that will be both unforgettable and uproarious. And here with today's headlines is Lyle Dean. How is that? Is that a good explanation of what exactly this feature is like?
You forgot to mention how many times it cost us a meeting in the manager's office.
Oh, yeah. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Okay. You say...
Number one.
There. Wolf whistle works, woman strips.
Number two.
There's a fly in my bottle of water.
Boy, that's a tempting one right there. Okay. Number three.
Workers may keep on their underwear, or keep their underwear on.
No, that's a very important thing to do, because you don't want to, you know, have that problem. That
I don't understand.
You know, that problem. What do you mean you don't understand? Bacon streaks is the street.
Yeah.
Okay, I will take, let me see, I'll ponder, you smell anything burning that smells like rubber tires, it's me thinking, and I will go, Lyle, I'd like number two, please.
There's a fly in my bottle of water?
Nah.
You know, I probably should tell you it's not the type of fly you're thinking of.
Is this from a different country?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
Well, sort of.
The Mediterranean? Am I getting warm?
No.
Okay.
Canada. Canada's Supreme Court has dismissed the case of a man who said he lost interest in sex after he found two dead flies in an unopened bottle of drinking water.
That'll knock it right out of you, won't it?
He sued the bottling company, saying he had suffered psychological damage, including depression, phobia, anxiety, and damage to his sex life after the unpleasant discovery.
How could this be? I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here.
The answer is?
What?
Well, I thought you had the answer.
Well, no, I do not have the answer.
He won $343,000 in damages in a lower court. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously he had not proved his case, that it was... He had to show that it was foreseeable that a person of ordinary fortitude would suffer serious injuries from seeing the flies in the bottle of water. He failed to do that.
Yeah.
I could go on to say what he did when he
found
the
flies.
Well,
I'd like to hear that. Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
He lost whatever was else in his stomach.
Oh, he purged. He was forced to purge.
Well, it wasn't forced.
The flies forced him to purge.
He found it hard to shower and said he was afflicted by visions of flies walking over feces.
Oh, geez, Lyle.
You asked.
Waiter, what's that fly doing in my water? The backstroke.
WLS, saluting the people who helped make the Big 89 even bigger. J.J. Jeffrey.
Hey, J.J. Jeffrey, filling your day with all kinds of things that I'm sure you'll be remembering, talking about over campfires 10 years from now.
Now, the Big 89 Rewind continues with...
Fred Winston, WLS.
That's Rewind.
on The Rewind. Get it? The Big 89 Rewind on WLS Music Radio. Fred Winston coming to you with fewer brain cells than before the weekend. It's 1:27. Big storm on the way later today. Your Memorial Day barbecue might get dribbled upon. I'd keep it right here for updated weather and news and information. Catherine Johns is smiling and grinning in the other room, and there she is now.
Oh, does that mean it's news time?
I believe so. No, it's not news time. It's time to pay the rent. And as you get ready to sear your meat for the Memorial Day barbecue, ladies and gentlemen, it's Catherine Johns with a look at the news. Hi, Catherine.
Hey, Fred. Better get out and grill those brats and burgers now because wet weather is on the way. You're in for a treat. More of the Big 89 Rewind with Fred Winston coming up. But first, WLS weather. Clouds coming, showers and thunderstorms on the way. Some of them could be severe. We have a high this afternoon near 80. Cloudy tonight with a chance of more showers, the low around 45. And tomorrow, cloudy, cooler, a high of 56. Right now, it's 76 at O'Hare, 79 at Midway, 76 at DuPage, and here at the Chicago Lakefront, 77. I'm Catherine Johns.
And don't, reminder, do not forget to display the flag this Memorial Day weekend.
Well, sure.
Mine has 48 stars. Is it still good?
We are dating ourselves here, Fred.
Not in Anchorage, it's not.
Oh, Les.
Or Hawaii.
Fred.
Just please.
Puerto Rico?
Do something about him.
Fetch me my 9-iron.
Ooh, love to.
At least he didn't say a wood.
Uncomfortable pause.
Oh, I thought I did tag out. Sorry, WLS News. There.
Jeez.
Fred Winston, WLS. Fire.
I like what you're doing now.
It's like a sugar high without the horrible letdown. It's like that new car smell without monthly payments. It's like a cheap beer buzz without the horrible aftertaste. It's like a flu vaccine that you squirt up your nose without the bothersome pain of the horrible needle in your fanny. It's the Big 89 Rewind on WLS Music Radio. Fred Winston here. Catherine coming up with the news shortly at 1:51.
Tragic news. Former Cub pitcher Jeremy Gonzalez, who won 11 games for him in 1997, he was struck and killed by lightning while laying on the beach in his native Venezuela yesterday. Gonzalez was 33 years of age.
I think, Les, that he had some metal on him. I'm pretty sure of that.
Something otherwise, had to attract it, you would think.
I think maybe he's got a big belt buckle. Like our old program director used to have.
Why would you wear that on the beach, though? I'm not saying you're wrong. You're probably right. But doesn't that sound
maybe
a little weird?
Maybe he had a toe ring or there's one of them fancy things that those contemporary young ball players have.
I never thought of that.
Right, or a pierced nipple. Or, yes, something like that.
They do that in Venezuela.
Oh, of course they
Ask
do.
Ask Ozzie Guillen, the Sox manager. He's from there.
They do that really well in Venezuela. Yes, and you were saying?
Les Grobstein, WLS Sports.
The Big 89 Rewind on WLS Music Radio. Fred Winston, you are about to enter the glazed paradise. A special room in the land of make-believe. Next to the room with the cat box in it.
Fred Winston, WLS.